From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Another deadly day in two provinces in Syria. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes on rebel-held parts of the northern city of Aleppo and nearby villages and towns killed at least 45 people. The Aleppo Media Center, an activist collective, said 45 people were killed Saturday, just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in that country. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that 30 people were killed in Aleppo province and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He says a strike from a warplane hit the city. The Russian coalition strike targeted markets and shops. Earlier, a Syrian state media report that said that the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team would collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. South Korea said Saturday the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. China said the tests were not conducive to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. The UN Security Council Friday strongly condemned the underground nuclear test and agreed to work immediately on appropriate measures. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.